1 Samuel chapter 31. Then the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from the Philistines, and they fell as casualties on Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines hotly pursued Saul and his sons, and the Philistines struck down Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, Saul's sons. And the war went heavily against Saul, and the archers, men of the bow, hit him, and he was severely wounded by the archers. And Saul said to his armsbearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, so that these uncircumcised men do not come and thrust me through or ill-treat me." But his armsbearer was not willing to do so, because he was very afraid. So Saul took his sword and fell on it. Then when his armsbearer saw that Saul had died, he too fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul and his three sons died, as did his armsbearer, and all his men together on that day. And when the men of Israel, who were on the other side of the valley and on the other side of the Jordan, saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons had died, they left the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and lived in them. And it came to pass, on the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the fallen, that they found Saul and his three sons lying fallen at Mount Gilboa. And they cut his head off, and stripped his weaponry, and they sent messengers into the land of the Philistines round about, to bring the good news to the house of their idols and to the people. And they put his weaponry in the house of images of Astarte, and they fastened his corpse to the wall of Beth-shan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of it, of what the Philistines had done to Saul, every valiant man arose and went all night and took down Saul's corpse and his sons' corpses from the wall of Beth-shan. And they went to Jabesh and burnt them there. And they took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree in Jabesh. And they fasted for 7 days.